as you know, our people don't come to the doctors. They go to traditional healers, our faith healers and every other healer before they come to the hospital.
And Dr. Abonde, you can just come in there discussing that issue. Are people coming forward to discuss their issues with mental health?
Many people live with subclinical disease without coming forward for treatment, for fear of stigmatization, socially, in employment, and the services that are available, especially if we look in our public health, are also very stigmatizing. There is definitely underfinancing and underdevelopment of mental health care in Zimbabwe, which may make people not come forward. And there's very little awareness around diseases such as stress, such as depression, bipolar disorders, and people just don't come up and say, look, I've got stress, I need to be attended by a doctor.
Dr. Niwatiwa, what should someone do if they feel that they might be having an issue with mental health, like depression? What exactly should they do?
We always encourage people to come. Coming always good. But sometimes we get people coming to us after 10 years of trying everything and everything else.
And in your profession, what exactly do you do? Can you tell our listeners what happens when they come in to discuss some of these challenges that they find themselves in?
You know, all the heartbeats die very slowly. People, as far as mental illness is concerned, people don't think it's medical. They think it's either witchcraft, tokoloshes, dead airs, everything else except that they are mentally ill. It's actually a condition which requires treatment. And when they go to the prophets and all these other people, they always have their own explanation, which makes it very difficult for the people to come to us for help. And when they come for help, if they come to us first and they are doing well, then when they go to the prophets, they ask them to stop the medication, and the whole process becomes very difficult.
Dr. Abonde, looking at the social and economic conditions in Zimbabwe, has that have any effect on the issue of mental health? And if so, if someone is diagnosed with, let's say, depression, can they even afford to properly take care of themselves?
Certainly, with the challenging environment that we are living under, economically, it just put a certain level of strain, both on people's ability to seek treatment, and also when people feel that they haven't been able to achieve their goals. That does also bring a feeling of hopelessness, and will also compound the incidence of stress in the country. And I know that there was a study which was done which seemed to suggest that, you know, at least one out of every two Zimbabweans has got some kind of a subclinical mental health problem.
And Dr. Niwatiwa, let me end here with you. What is your message to those Zimbabweans who might feel that they are suffering with issues of mental health illness, but then also looking at the challenges that they personally might have? What is your message to them, and how can they seek that assistance?
Yeah, my message to the greater public is that they should come for treatment at the hospital. Mental illness is treated free in Zimbabwe if you go to the public hospital. So they should come early so that we treat them early. If we treat them early, the outcome is always good.
What about those who are scared or fear that they might find themselves diagnosed?
You know, they shouldn't be afraid. There is treatment for most of the mental conditions. So if they're afraid and they don't come, they can only worsen things. So my advice is to get help as soon as possible.